serving Martin and St. Lucie County. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? And the reason we're talking about this is because it's pertinent. The Bible speaks to every area of life. And we actually started, I know we've covered this several weeks, but we actually started this right after Hurricane Ian came through, and there was a call for federal money to come into the state. And this happens really not just with hurricanes, it doesn't just happen in the state of Florida. It happens really anytime there's a natural disaster, there's a call for the federal government to intervene. And for the government to take money from some and give it to others, or take money from many and give it to others, or really in the case that what we see happening today, where we're actually spending more money than what we have, we're actually borrowing money, which means that future generations, we're actually taking that money from future generations and giving it to those who are in need. And certainly those who are in need are in need. But that doesn't mean that the federal government should be the one supplying that need. And we should actually look to the Bible and see what the Bible says should happen. And we've talked about how really this nation is under God's judgment. And why is this nation under God's judgment? This nation is under God's judgment because we have sinned, because we have violated His commandments. And He has brought forth His judgment upon us. And we need to actually turn from our wicked ways. We need to serve Him. We need to cry out to Him and ask Him to have mercy on behalf of this nation. But we have looked at reasons that God judges individuals and nations. And one, we saw that God judges individuals and nations to punish sin. He also judges individuals and nations not just to punish sin, but also to bring justice so that those who are perpetrators of crime are punished and those who are victims are made whole and made right. And this is something that we see throughout the Bible. You'll see this in many places in the Bible, God doing this. But we need to realize that even if someone, and there are people that appear to escape God's judgment or escape justice here on this earth, but we know that everyone will stand before their Maker. Every single person, it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. And let me tell you, even if you've been an altar boy or a choir boy, even if you've done good, even if you have walked old ladies across the street and have a perfect attendance in Sunday school and have given tithes and alms and have done great things for people, even if you've done most things right, you still are a sinner and you still are going to face judgment and you're still going to stand before God. And unless your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus, you're going to spend eternity in hell, an eternal judgment. But we know that we can actually come to God. We can come to Jesus Christ and we can actually cry out to Him and the blood of Jesus will wash away all of our sins. We also saw that individuals and nations are punished when the land is defiled. And we can read about this. We've read portions of Leviticus 18, but in Leviticus 18 and 20, God warns the children of Israel not to commit certain sins. If you commit these sins, He says, the land will be defiled. And because the nations that were in the land before you committed these sins. The land was defiled, and the land actually vomited forth the inhabitants. And so it's important for us to see that it's very important for us to know that we need to serve God, and we need to keep his commandments. If we commit those sins, the land will be defiled and the land will vomit them forth. And that phrase, the land vomiting them forth, you actually see the land, creation, participating in the judgment of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
That's right, we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology questions. And we have a really great show for you here today. We're going to be talking about a lot of good stuff. One thing that I promised that we'll be talking about is we'll be talking about and showing you how to navigate a little bit in Windows 11. Why Windows 11? Because this time of year, and in the next few weeks, a lot of people might be opening up a new computer, and that new computer is most likely going to have Windows 11, and the navigation is a little bit different. So we'll show you how to do that, how to navigate in this, and we'll also We'll also be able to help you out with that issue a little bit, be able to answer some of those questions for you. And in addition to showing you how to navigate, we're going to show you some of the nuances, really, or some of the odd things that you might see, and some of these happen not only with Windows 11 but also Windows 10. With if you have a laptop and you're using the touchpad, and that's with the Zoom level. We've talked about that in the past. But first, I want to just start off with a little bit of a warning about scams and some of the more recent scam attacks that we have seen. And really, as often as we talk about it here on this show, we still have even our normal customers that we have used, that we have had for many years, that even know about this show, apparently either don't listen to it, don't watch it enough, or maybe they just are just taken back or believe, you know, some of these scammers are so believable, especially to a generation that really, what this generation does is it says, hey, I trust you, I believe you, and really that's you know, many of the older people in our country come from a generation where you could actually settle a contract, you could you know, have an agreement with someone, you do this for me, I'll pay you this much, and you could shake hands, and that would be it. You didn't have to really even have things in contract, because people were honest. And a lot of people from that generation just assume that everyone, even people that aren't from this country, that don't have the same mindset or the same cultural values, that really, in most cases, that trustworthiness really comes from a biblical worldview. And that is unique to a large extent, at least in our more, you know, if we were to go back 50 years, you would find that predominantly in the United States of America and in some European countries, but you wouldn't find it in areas where the Bible and biblical teaching hasn't predominated. So anyway, we have a customer that thought she was calling Amazon. And this is one thing that we just want to alert you to. If you go out and you do a search for Amazon or for Microsoft or for Apple or for really any company out there, and one thing we say is that if you find someone that you can get on the phone with very quickly, you probably aren't talking to Microsoft. You probably aren't talking to Amazon. You probably aren't talking to Apple. Most of these companies don't want to talk to you. They want you to submit a support request, or they don't even want you to submit a support request. They want you to go to, to go to a service provider. You know, Microsoft wants you to go to, they want you to go to a Faster PC to resolve your computer and technology problems. They don't want to have to help you out. And if they do help you out, they're not going to jump on the phone with you. You know, even us as a corporate customer of theirs, you know, we actually purchase a software that gives us certain rights to technical support, and we also have our purchasing software that does give us the right to technical support. And yet, when we have a problem and we need to go to them, they don't just jump on the phone with us either. And we, you know, we do a lot more dollar volume with them than the average customer, the average retail customer would do. So, you know, so definitely you have this situation where you have to just realize that these companies a lot of times don't want to talk to you right off the bat. They would rather chat with you, and it's safest to do that from their website. It's also safest to get their phone number from their website. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit, show you how to go about that. And again, Microsoft, you're probably not going to find their phone number immediately. You'll have to go through you'll have to jump through some hoops with their technical support, submitting a ticket, and then you'll get a phone call, and it still will be someone that's foreign, that speaks with a heavy accent that's difficult to understand. But this person thought she was calling Amazon. She actually wasn't on the phone with Amazon. The person she was speaking with said, "We believe that there's some fraudulent activity on one of your bank accounts, and we want to help protect you. And we need to get someone from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, on the phone with us." Well, they patched in someone that said he was from the FTC. He sent her an email that showed credentials and showed a badge number and said that he was with the FTC. This person believed them. They believed that their money was at risk. So what did they do? They worked with the hackers and the scammers. They actually let them into their computer. And more than that, they actually worked with them to transfer, get this is really sad, $20,000 to actually purchase Bitcoin that then was taken by the scammers. And this particular customer really does not know whether she will be able to get this money back. And this was not a wealthy customer. She had $20,000 in the bank, but she didn't have a lot more in the bank. And she's living on a fixed income. And this is a really tragic, tragic story. But we tell this just to, again, show you the dangers that are out there and really to warn you that not everyone out there that you speak to on the phone, especially someone that you haven't met in person, is trustworthy. You want to deal with people, in my opinion, that you can actually see, that you can talk to, that you can shake hands with, and people that do share our values from that biblical worldview and are trustworthy. And also, you'd never ever want to just do a search and actually call the number that you find on the search, because here's the thing: if you do a search for Microsoft support, you'll find Microsoft's website, which, by the way, you won't find a phone number on there, but you'll also find, at least I haven't been able to find a phone number on there. If you can find one, let me know where it is. But you'll also find people that provide support for Microsoft products, and they will say Microsoft support. And in a sense of the word, they do provide Microsoft support, but that doesn't mean that they're Microsoft. And when you get on the phone with them, quite often they have a story. They know what to say. They're able to, if they get into your computer, they're going to say, "Well, look, you have all these problems," and they're going to show you things that aren't really even problems. They're going to show you errors in the event log, and they're going to try to talk you into signing up for a service, or they're going to try to convince you that they. And by the way, if they sign you up for a service, they'll probably charge you more money and then want to give you a refund and then say, "Oh, I gave you too much of a refund. I need you to go to the store and get gift cards." You want to steer clear of this, and you want to protect yourself from this. And we are trying to get you to warn you. One of the things that many of our customers do is they'll actually call us, and we log into their system and tell them whether it's a legitimate or a scam. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link,
to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do. We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions and your technology questions. And you know what? We're going to do that right now. We have Linda on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support, Linda. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a weird problem. Actually, I have several problems, but one of them is that, well, let me start over. I have macular degeneration, which means my eyesight's failing.
Yes.
And my computer setup is a laptop with a very large auxiliary screen.
Yes.
It's actually a TV set, 42-inch TV set, and I have to magnify everything to be able to read it. But what's started happening lately is that, and it's so intermittent that it's very difficult. Whatever is on my screen will go away, and the whole screen turns a blue color. It only lasts a second or two, and then it goes back to whatever I had been working on or looking at.
Okay.
And I can say it's intermittent. Sometimes it does it two or three times in an hour, and sometimes it'll go an hour or two and not do it at all.
Okay, and this is a laptop that you have, correct?
What might be happening?
Yeah, so how are you connecting to the screen? Are you connecting wirelessly, or are you connecting with an HDMI cable? How are you connecting to the screen?
HDMI.
So, and this is a laptop, correct?
Well, yes, I have a laptop sitting close to where the monitor is, and I run an HDMI between the laptop and the...
One thing to watch for, and this is one thing that I've seen on my own laptop, because I have connected to screens with an HDMI cable, and sometimes I tend to rest my hands on the laptop, palm rest, and that can put a little bit of pressure on the jack that the HDMI cable is plugging into. And it's possible that could be an issue. So, you know, firm up the cable between the computer and the connection between the cable and the computer, and also the cable and the TV. And then just try to make sure that your hands are not putting a lot of weight on your palm rest. And the palm rest is the part it's the top of the bottom of your laptop. That has the keyboard and the touchpad, and all of the connectors are on the side of that. And again, sometimes if you're putting pressure on the top, it can affect those jacks, whether it's a USB jack or an HDMI jack, it can affect those jacks. So try to be really light. I don't know if you ever took typing class, but one of the things they teach you in typing class is to keep your hands up and off of the touchpad. But a lot of times we like to just rest our wrist down on the touchpad itself. And Cliff's giving a very graphic illustration of that. So I'll have to switch over to the full screen so that people can see that on the YouTube and Facebook videos. But yeah, that's one thing I would check is
actually,
just to
where I sit and look at the monitor, I cannot even reach the laptop. It's like 2 feet away.
Okay, and so are you using an external keyboard?
I don't touch the laptop at all. The only time I touch it is I sign off, do a total shutdown every night.
Okay.
And in the morning when I turn it on, I have to manually turn on the PC, the laptop.
Sure. Well, you could check.
I have an auxiliary keyboard, which is wireless, but the monitor has an HDMI connecting it to the laptop.
Okay.
And so this moment did that blue thing.
Yes.
The screen goes pretty color of blue, and then it comes back to what I was watching before.
So is this happening also on your laptop screen as well?
Well, no. Let me say I don't know because.
Okay. So the laptop screen's not going this blue. It's just
the settings is what I'm doing only appears on the monitor. It does not show on the laptop screen.
Okay, okay.
I have a choice if I can do one or the other or both.
Okay, so if that's the case, if you're not actually putting your hands on the laptop, then I would focus in on the connection. Just make sure the connections are solid. If you're continuing to have this, if you have access to another HDMI cable, or if not, buy one. They don't cost a whole lot. We actually carry them here at a Faster PC. But I would check that out. See if you have the same problem with another cable, that would really be the next step to try. You can, if your TV is smart, you could also choose. You could also connect to it probably wirelessly. However, in my experience, the wireless has not been quite as reliable as an HDMI cable. Typically, an HDMI cable is more reliable than the wireless connection. So that's what I would check, is just double check those connections, and if the problem persists, check it with a different HDMI cable.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome. And yeah, that, you know, you can get things, or issues like that from time to time, and so that's what I would just suggest on that. Now, I promised that we would actually talk a little bit about navigating in Windows 10 and in Windows 11, because it's different. And again, some of you out there are thinking, well, you know, maybe you don't have Windows 10 yet or Windows 11 yet, and you know, maybe this, you know, but one day there's a good chance that you'll get a computer that has Windows 11. We can, by the way, still make Windows 11 or Windows 10 navigate like Windows 7. So if you're used to Windows 7, you like the way Windows 7 navigated, we can actually make Windows 10 or Windows 11 or Windows 10 navigate like Windows 7. But if you're ready to take the jump and learn new ways of you know, getting around, and new ways of actually navigating, then we'll actually show you this on this show a little bit. And you know, this will be an ongoing process. We're not going to get all the way through it in one show. But we will be talking about it, because again, a lot of people at this time of year are getting new computers, and if you get a new computer, most likely that new computer is going to have Windows 11 on it. I just got a new computer. It came with Windows 11 Pro. I could have installed Windows 10 Pro. That's one thing that you have with the licensing on the Pro version. You have backwards compatibility, or backwards, the option to downgrade to the previous operating system. And Microsoft does that because, well, you might need to do that. You might have certain software that's not compatible with Windows 11, and maybe you need to go back to Windows 10. I, by the way, haven't found software that doesn't work with Windows 11 yet. In fact, I have some older software that I'm running on Windows 11, and it runs just as good on Windows 11 as it ran on Windows 10. And that includes Adobe CS Suite CS2, which I purchased in 2005. And by the way, you know, Adobe had some problems with activation, and they actually, for the people that purchased it, they actually gave it away, gave away a new download. And for some reason, I don't get all the software package that I got with the original, but I get most of what I got, and it does work. But I actually bought it in 2005, and so I have that installed and ran. I have a version of WSFTP that I use for website backing up websites, uploading files to websites. I use it also for uploading audio files to WPSL and WCNO in preparation for this show. I use that every single week, and also our Sunday shows on both stations for our church. So this is a program, you know, there are other programs out there I could use. I could buy a new version of the software, but you know what? The version I have works, and it has worked, and it still works with Windows 11 even. So, you know, I haven't really run into, but you know, you might have, and I know we have a client that is, you know, a big corporate client, and they have a particular proprietary software that is for their industry, and we actually worked with them to get that software working on their system so that they had, you know, so that things were working well, and you know, we actually built them a server, and we had to build them server 2000. Well, we built them actually server 2019, because 2022 the company said, well, we're not quite compatible with 2022 yet. But I'm going to switch over to a full screen. I'm going to show you just some of the, first of all, we're going to look at if you have a laptop, and this happens with Windows 10, it happens with Windows 11. It's something that I have seen on a regular basis. I have seen it I've seen it really every time Windows does a major feature update, I have to go in and change these settings if I want the settings to be changed. Those are with the touchpad, and there's some extra features that are built into the touchpad. And what you have with these extra features is you have things like, well, let me open up a Microsoft Edge page. And I don't use Microsoft Edge very often, but one of the things that happens sometimes, and we just had a listener that is has difficulty seeing. And certainly as people get older, typically that's something that happens quite often. It becomes more difficult to see, and a lot of times things need to be magnified. Well, there's some features built into Windows to the browser, the current browsers, that actually make this real easy. And you can do this in any browser, any major browser. If you know Edge, it'll work in Firefox, it'll work in Chrome. Just open up a browser. If you need it to be bigger, hold down the control key on your keyboard and press plus. That will make the pictures and the text larger. And every time you press plus, it'll make it larger, and you can just keep going up and up and up. Control minus makes it smaller again. Control zero brings it back to 100%. Well, there's something that Microsoft added. There's a lot of features that Microsoft added with the touchpad that allow you to zoom in and zoom out, including where you can actually pinch and expand out with two fingers. And so we can actually, and right now I'm actually not seeing that Edge is doing it, but I have done it on accident, and I've seen other programs do it, and it's like, wow, you know, that would be kind of neat if I actually knew what I was doing and I needed it to be bigger, because occasionally I do need it to be bigger. So if I actually needed it to be bigger, it would be really neat, and I would actually be able to get in there and look at that. But what you actually have to do is you have to look in the lower right-hand corner and see if you see a icon for your touchpad. And if you don't, you'll want to go to search and type in control and open up the control panel. And then you go to the mouse section. And in the mouse section, you're going to want to go over to hardware, and let me see. They might have moved it to properties also. So we'll talk about this in the next break. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC,
We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do, and we are back ready to answer your computer and technology questions. And we're going to continue also talking about this mouse scroll zoom features, all the different extra features that, and by the way, these have always been there. But in previous operating systems, previous to Windows 10, Microsoft didn't have these enabled by default, but they are enabled by default starting in Windows 10, and they can cause for some very odd things happening
When you're navigating with your computer, and this again is relevant or pertinent to people that have laptop computers. So what I'm going to do again is switch over to a full screen, and I'll just go through this process. So you do want to look in the lower right hand corner near the clock, look for a symbol that would indicate a touchpad. And this happens with you know, and it's different for different versions of Windows and also different manufacturers of the touchpad. But some of them will have a icon over here in the lower right hand corner. And if you don't see it there, click on the little arrow that expands the window where you can actually see the various programs and icons that are there. And if you see that, go into it and you'll be able to probably to actually look at some settings there. If not, you want to go to the control panel. Again, you can search for control, click on control panel, and then click on mouse. And in mouse, you want to look for over in the right, maybe the hardware section. There's typically a button for properties, and mine does not have this, and I don't know if that's specific to Windows 11 or if it's just specific to this particular type of touchpad. And it says that the manufacturer of my touchpad is actually Microsoft, which I didn't know that. I wasn't aware that they made touchpads, but maybe they do. What we're going to do then is we're going to go to settings, because Microsoft does have a lot of this in settings, and they are moving more and more things with each version of Windows 11, each version of Windows 10. They're moving more from the control panel over to settings. So we're going to open up settings. And in settings, we're actually going to search for touchpad. So we'll go to touchpad in touchpad settings here. And what we're going to do is, first of all, there's some settings up here where we can actually, so you can turn the touchpad on or off. Now, I'm not going to turn it off, because if I turn it off, I don't have a mouse attached to my computer currently. And I'm using up all of my USB ports right now. And I'm in the middle of a radio show, so it would be a little bit tricky to pull something out. And I'm using all of my audio or my USB ports for various my webcam, various audio devices that I'm using for the show. So I don't want to turn it off. There is an option to turn off the touchpad when the mouse is connected. And this is something that you may want to do, because the touchpad can, sometimes if your hand is just near the touchpad, it can actually send the cursor to a different location on the screen. You also have where you can change the cursor speed. But look at this, that you have taps. Now, you can tap for a single tap is a click. A tap with two fingers is a right click. Now, you may want to turn that on or leave it on or turn it off. You tap with three, or you tap twice and drag to select to multi-select. Now, I'm going to turn that off, because I can tell you that this happens when I'm not even trying to have it happen, just because I use more than one finger on my touchpad sometimes. And it thinks that I'm trying to do these weird things. And, again, if you can remember all of these and you can avoid doing these things when you're not intending to do them, and do them and remember how to do them so that you can do them on purpose, some of these things would be very useful. But it can be very annoying when all of a sudden you drag something that you're not intending to drag, and it selects a whole bunch of things and moves it somewhere else, and then you have to figure out where it moved it. So I'm going to turn that feature off. You can also press the lower right-hand corner of the touchpad to right-click. I typically do that anyway. So I'm going to leave that on. Now I'm going to go to the next section. Now this is the scroll and zoom. So you can drag two fingers to scroll. So I'm going to turn this on. And you can also pinch to zoom. So, this again is kind of, I might try leaving the pinch to zoom on. I have seen it on some programs, and I've been able to use it on some programs. But again, I'm going to turn the top one off and leave the bottom one on for now. And if I continue to have some issues with this, where it zooms when I don't want it to zoom, I'll probably come back in here and change that settings. And by the way, all of these settings you can change, and if you don't like the way you've selected it, you can come back in here and do this again. You also have three finger gestures. This is where it gets a little bit tricky, where you click with three fingers, so you see the multitask view, the show desktop. You know, if you hit with three fingers and you go up, I guess it shows a multitask. Three fingers and go down, it shows the desktop. Three fingers and goes left, it shows the apps, and three fingers and goes right, it also switches apps. So you're switching to the left and the right, apps that you just came from or apps that you're going to. You can also have tabs to open search. So you can, and I don't see a way to actually turn this off. Okay, you can do nothing. So, you know, maybe nothing would be a little bit better, although I haven't actually seen that happening on my system. There's also four finger gestures. So you can switch desktops. If you have multiple desktops, like the previous caller that called in that had multiple desktops, you can also show the desktop with various items. You can also open up the notification center or do nothing. Again, I haven't seen anything happening with this, but again, you can actually turn off some of these things if they're causing a problem. There's also touchpad advanced gestures. So there's different things that you can, three finger gestures you can, and swipe up. So this is where you really get into, you know, again, if the three finger and the four finger gestures were causing a problem, you can change what you want it to do. You can also change it to nothing. And that's something that it says here if we hit with three fingers, it opens the search. So let's test that. So I'm going to hit with three fingers, and look at that, it opened the search. So that's actually a handy thing if you can remember that. And four fingers opens up the notification center. So there we go, the notification center opening up. And again, we can actually change this. Now, how do we get it to close? Come on, we don't guess we do it again. But you can actually change this to do different things, and you may want to do different things. And so if you can learn this and master this, you can be like a touchpad ninja, where you can just, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you just pop up the scroll on the screen, and all of a sudden you're scrolling you're bringing up the notification, you're bringing up the search, and you just know, hey, I'm doing this and I know how to do it. So, but some of these things can get in the way, and if they get in the way, you can actually change it to nothing, or, you know, and we showed the previous settings where, you know, there's so many different things, especially the Zoom is one thing that I noticed right off the bat. With Windows 10, I noticed it quite often on browsers, and I don't know why I couldn't actually get it to happen on Microsoft Edge. I do see it in Firefox. In fact, let me switch and go over to Firefox here and see if I can. Let's just go out to, let's say we're at AOL.com, and let me just see if I can get this to my touchpad I'm not getting it to do it here either. I don't know if it's where, you know, if I have to do it in a certain location, but I'm not getting the Zoom to happen over here either with Firefox. So that's a little bit different. I don't know. I have seen it before, and actually I haven't noticed it in the browsers with Windows 11, but I did see it early on with Windows 10. I had it happening often. And then I learned that Control Zero brings it back to 100%. That kind of made it where it was usable at that point. Now I'm going to switch over also over to Facebook. We actually had a question that we missed from a few weeks ago. Someone that was typing in and actually typed in a question, and they actually said that they have an Epson printer that clogs if he doesn't use it frequently. He can clear it with the head cleaning routine, but now there's a new problem. It will not accept ink refills. He's wondering whether the heads are clogged. And certainly it is possible that the heads are clogged. He was considering a Canon or HP as a replacement, but reviews say they are all clogged. Any suggestions? So this is one thing. If you have an inkjet printer, you do need to use the inkjet printer at least once a week, once a month. And you want to use, you want to print something that has a little bit of color on it, and maybe you could even open up a page if you don't have anything to type. Just open up a Word document, and let me just show that here. We'll actually switch back over to a full screen. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually open up Word. You could do this in any word processing program as well. I'm going to open up a blank document. What I'm going to do is I can actually type in test, and then I'll just type it four times here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the color, the text color. We'll change the one to red. We'll change the next one to blue. And then we'll change the next one to yellow. And then you could just print this. And, you know, if we printed this, it would print all of the colors, and you're not going to have an issue with that again. Now, you want to do that at least once a week, or excuse me, once a month. And really, with that amount of text, you could do that once a week, and you wouldn't have an issue. You could even save this if you didn't want to do that every time. Now, I don't want to save this, but getting back to the issue with the aftermarket ink cartridges. The aftermarket ink cartridges are not always a good idea. Sometimes they will wreck your computer, your printer, and they in fact will cause the heads to clog. They're not using as high a quality ink as the OEM manufacturers. One thing I would suggest, I know you're coming from an Epson, if you want to use inkjet, Epson really, in my opinion, is the best for low-cost printers, and they even have some new models that have these tanks that you buy a bottle of ink, and you just pour the bottle into the tank. And again, you'll still want to use it once a month at least, you will want to... I would suggest going back to an Epson. If alternately, you could go with laser color. They are more expensive, but you're not going to have the clogging issue.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? Part 9.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world
He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ.